Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. In Tottenville, police say a one-month-old Staten Island boy who died back in July starved to death.
Police say this baby was rushed to the hospital back in July and later died, but now the medical examiner has reopened the investigation and says this baby died after being starved to death. His name was Joseph Hagen Jr., and he was severely malnourished. Neighbors tell us it was a young couple that lived in an apartment right above the Cracker Barrel Deli in Tottenville on Main Street. They lived there with their three-year-old daughter and their newborn son, and no one suspected anything was wrong, like Caitlin and Emily Wallen, who go to this deli from time to time.
This is an absolute atrocity. I mean, this is not something you'd hear of in this neighborhood.
Police say a homicide investigation is underway. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Tottenville, Staten Island.
It's the day after. And the nation settling in to last night's election results, naming former President Trump as the president-elect. As we speak, thousands have gathered there at Howard University in Washington, awaiting the vice president to come and speak. We will have more on that later. The White House also indicating Mr. Biden will do something Trump did not do in 2020, that is, invite him into the White House and attend his inaugural. Biden will address the nation tomorrow. Here in New York, concerns about a Trump presidency amidst all the threats he made during his campaign about abortion rights and other lifestyle matters. To that, New York Attorney General Tish James, who was successful in shutting down Trump's company on fraud charges, promised safeguards to New Yorkers.
So no matter what the next administration throws at us, we're ready. We're ready to respond to their attacks. We're ready to respond to any attempts to cut or eliminate any funding to the great state of New York, as the governor outlined.
Ms. James in a meeting with Governor Hochul today, and then Mayor Adams holding court, speaking about the election and what a Trump presidency could mean for abortion rights and immigrants, and also what it won't do on his watch.
No matter who is president or what party controls Congress, this city will always stand up for the rights of women, our immigrant brothers and sisters, our LGBTQ plus community, and millions of others.
During Donald Trump's civil fraud trial last year, he frequently made false comments about the judge and the principal law clerk, Allison Greenfield, prompting a limited gag order to be imposed on him, barring Trump from disparaging court staff. Well, now that law clerk has been elected as a judge here in the city. Ms. Greenfield was unanimously endorsed earlier this year, and on Election Day, she won a seat on Manhattan's civil court, which handles small claims and other lesser stakes lawsuits. There's been more questions than answers now about a state trooper who got shot on Long Island after some inconsistencies with his story. And we got an update today on that investigation.
The search lasted for days at Trooper Thomas Macias' house in West Hempstead. State Police Major Stephen Udis would not comment on what evidence was found, but says they no longer believe what the trooper said happened when he was shot in the leg on the Southern State Parkway.
What I can tell you that as part of this investigation, his mental health was a consideration, and we have utilized all remedies available to us to address that.
No vehicle or person is at large.
I'm very disappointed. I think that it overshadows the outstanding and great work that the members of the state police and the state troopers do each and every day. As you can imagine, there's a lot of emotion right now.
The major says if the investigation leads them in a certain direction, there could be criminal charges. The trooper was suspended without pay. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Farmingdale, Long Island.
Up in Harlem, there was an explosion inside a science lab at City College earlier today. It injured at least one person. The situation unfolded just after 2 p.m. This happened in the building at St. Nicholas Terrace. Police say it looks like a student was mixing chemicals at the lab, and that's what caused the explosion. No other details so far. We will keep you updated on the very latest developments.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.